Greetings, United States of Earth! Welcome to the Kneezy Please Show. I am your host, Kneezy Please, reporting in Washington. We begin tonight with this. What the hell's going on with black people? Worldwide. Didn't think you could get it, huh? The African archetype has fallen from grace. Or was it forcefully removed from grace? Only time will tell. For all the contributions African and African Americans have made to the United States of Earth, humankind, especially those who are melanin endowed, would be remiss to not include our own shortcomings into this mix of Kneezy Please specialties. Welcome to a special edition of the Kneezy Please Show, an ongoing segment that we'll be sure to elaborate on in future episodes. Welcome to my next continuing segment, The Fuck's the Matter with Black People? Alright, what's the first thing black folks use to describe another black person? Light-skinned or dark-skinned? That's fine until it's not. Javar think he's caramel-complected. Nigga thinks he's cute because he's light-skinned. That nigga's black as night. Nigga thinks he's smart because he's a mulatto. High yellow-ass nigga. Piss-colored-ass nigga. Take your pick of disturbing insinuations that we use to describe each other. I've always been partial to a mocha motherfucker myself. We enlist every shade to describe each other. Because we can't use our tribes. That's not really funny. Our culture has been lost and we have no other cultural identifiers, no identifications for which to describe each other. It's really sad. And most citizens of Earth don't know this, but in America, light-skinned and dark-skinned blacks got us an ongoing silent color war going on. And if it ain't about lighter skin versus darker skin physiology, then it's all about pro-establishment versus progressive mentality and psychology. Believe that. El-Haj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X, was the first to point out this scission here in the Americas. See, back when we was on the plantation, the slave master often gave preferential treatment to lighter complexioned blacks, upgrading them to live in the house, while reserving especially brutal conditions for darker complected blacks out in the fields. You follow that? So by this theory's reasoning, till this day, African Americans have us two modalities of basic thought patterns. The house nigger and the field nigger dichotomy. And it ain't always about skin complexion. Half the time it's not. This divisive dilemma spans class, culture, and color. For example, if one were adhering to this schism and wanted to, say, use public figures as an example for which to describe this dichotomy, one might say that CNN's Don Lemon is to house nigga as hip-hop's Talib Kweli is to the field. Let's check them out in action and you can decipher for yourself.
Can I finish telling you my perspective and then you can respond? Because that's how you have a conversation.
Ahead. I understand that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as
well. Okay, well, let me just explain something. I would listen to you if you had the decency. Let me finish. If you had the decency to greet me.
I do
to
have
greet
the decency. I invited you to come
All right, let me
CNN.
Tell you what happened. You didn't invite me. Nicole invited me, first of all. You came up. You didn't even say nothing to me. You were on your phone the whole time. You asked how to pronounce my name. And then you have no respect for who I am. So let me finish saying what I have to say or else I'm going to leave.
Okay.
Either I can finish saying what I'm out.
You say what you have to say now.
From my perspective, all right, for what I saw with my own eyes.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay, and I was there on the ground, all right? That's not what happened. The CNN reports on your website says it chased men down. It chased men, women, and children down. Mm-hmm. The CNN report, the headline says, calm until bottles fly. They don't mention the bottles in the article. In the article, you read 5 pages, there's no mention of the bottles flying. Mm-hmm. I saw the bottle fly. You know when the bottle flew? After the cops told me they were going to blow my effing head off. Okay. After the cops, I'm not done. After the cops put on riot gear, put up their shields, and took their batons out and lined up on the streets. And then when they got in a position, a bottle comes out of a peaceful protest. That don't make no sense. Okay. So what I'm saying is the headline should say is calm until the cops agitated the people.
Can I talk?
And that's what the headline should read.
Okay. So we have addressed everything that you're saying.
Please.
Okay. That's what you saw from your position.
That's why
I'm here. You're not seeing everything that's going on.
Of course not.
So from your position,
only
the article that you're looking at on CNN is one of hundreds, if not thousands, that are written.
That's true.
And also, it's a small part of 24 hours of news coverage that we have here on
CNN.
Which
is why I said
and
it wasn't intentional.
I understand your anger.
Which is why I said it wasn't intentional.
As far as you saying me coming up, I have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing on television is in this phone. I'm reading.
I would have enough respect to greet you if I've never met you before, brother.
I am reading.
To greet you, say, how you doing? It's nice
I said
to meet
how you're
you.
Doing.
No, you did not.
I did.
No, you didn't. That's
did
a lie.
I, did I not?
No, you didn't.
You
we have it on tape. No, you
yes,
didn't.
I did.
You
I
skated by
you.
Here, and I said hello to you, and you said, hey, what's up? You didn't say my name. You didn't do none of that.
I'm trying
come
to get on the air. I'm working.
I'm working,
hello,
too.
Hello to you. I'm trying to be respectful to you to make sure that I say your name properly. People call me Don Lemon.
We can elaborate some more. One might say that CP24's Nathan Downer is to house nigga as former boxing champion Iron Mike Tyson is to the field. Here they are in their native environments.
Some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor,
right.
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Trevallo, who's a legend in your city, great man with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, you know, highs and lows.
It's so interesting because you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
with that comment.
Come on.
No, that was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
Hey, I don't care. What are you gonna do about it?
All right, you got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people.
We are. Where it comes raw and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot of
it's
people are gonna be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
All right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo.
Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know. It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear us talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
Oh, come on, Mike.
No, because you're a piece of shit.
All right,
really to
we're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Fuck you.
We can even elaborate some more. One might say that Republican strategist Ron Christie is to house nigga as Dr. Cornel West is to plow in the fields. For your listening pleasure.
The truth of the matter is what I said is exactly true.
The fabric
that has held this country together for over 200 years is that there are. Fabric is that we're American citizens, not that you're rich and you're poor, not that you're black or you're white, but that we're American citizens. But the minute that you start saying, if you're rich, I should demonize you.
Nobody said demonize.
Greed, corporate greed
is not demonizing rich people.
Corporate greed is not demonizing rich people at all.
We want accountability for rich people. Accountability for those at the top.
It only makes for a beautiful soundbite.
It's not a soundbite, but I give my life for it. It's not no soundbite.
Well, I love the fact that I give my life for my cause. God bless you.
I'm a Christian too.
But I think.
But don't say it's a soundbite.
What's great about America?
People don't go to jail for soundbites.
All right.
Down to our vernacular and cadences, you can see the distinction being made. The introversible chasm of a gulf between one side of the African American culture in a perpetual state of dissent and the other side who would fiercely defend the status quo to the death. This is a rift that continues till this day in the African-American community, and the only way we're going to get past it, the only way we're going to close it, is to talk about it. Personally, I always felt more akin to a field nigga myself. If I were going to go there, I'd say, break or rake, that's all I can take. Hell, 21st century black communities just about worldwide could stand to treat their women better. We didn't always used to be this way, y'all. Post-colonial fallout is a bitch. Rape still isn't seen as nearly as seriously or as sensitively as it should be. It should never happen in or outside of our communities. This is a major issue in America and across the world. Black people should be at the forefront of it. Look at Nigeria's government. Super slow response to the female students kidnapped at the beginning of this summer. To me, it's looking like their government is strangely complicit in that whole deal, if not at least initially dismissive about the terrorist group Boko Haram's increasingly brazen, sick, twisted, and deadly antics in their northern regions. They ain't do shit about it. That's a black government straight fucking up. Killing, preaching, and kidnapping girls in the name of caliphate, they got some nerve. Give me a break. With Africans adopting what is apparently and plainly a patriarchal cultural value system, clearly we have forgotten our wisdom system stemmed from the womb. As a father of civilization, I think it's important African American men emphasize that our most spiritual roots lie in the matriarchal divinities, with even Coptic law maintaining some of these traditions, whose practices stem directly from Egyptian culture and lineages, hence emphasizing blood, power, and property being passed down on your mom's side. These are our ways historically, boys and girls. You know what else? We call ourselves nappy head niggers and bitch assholes. I know I do. Who's harder on us than us? Black people trip on each other for religion, tough, whatever. either not having one or not having the right one. In some ways, blacks' fierce religiosity is at the root of generating the unacceptance of gays and serves as the justification of African-American homophobia. Yep, anyone can get it. Back in Africa, LGBT gets no respect. They got the draconian anti-gay laws still in place. You can straight up get put to death for being gay. You are hereby sentenced to death for being homosexual. Like killing a human isn't a capital offense, but loving somebody is. Speaking of capital offenses, we ain't even touched on gang wars. The hood is no better than Sunnis on Shias in Serakia. All for the love of cash. Nigga, fuck your black ass. Believe that. That's how it is in the streets. Bloods, Crips, and BGDs alike, we know this. We buy drugs from the same white-collar crooked motherfuckers. We take all the risks. We do all the time. We do all the shooting. We do all the dying. Our families do all the same crying for a little bit of chump change. I talked about that on the last show. Niggas kill, rob, steal from other niggas for crumbs. We're fucking crumb snatchers. You think niggas doing crime would declare a ceasefire at some point, work together and get all this money versus losing everything to the goddamn concrete in a matter of a few finger squeezes? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And regardless, my pen remains mightier. I ain't done. Where I come from, looking at a nigga sideways will get you laid, spread out. That's for real. Niggas can't even stand to look at each other. Look at a nigga funny, you can get fucked up. Like niggas is Medusa. Eye contact turns black men to stone. And do not ever, I repeat ever, accidentally step on a nigga's Jordans. That could spell your D-double-O-oom, my friend. Be your doom. I found myself in many a nigga moment for minor infractions. Accidentally bumping a nigga's shoulder is very real. Prepare to scrap. Looking at a nigga cross-eyed, prepare to scrap. Shit, I've out-rapped niggas and had to prepare to scrap. Which is another thing that niggas be tripping on. Smart niggas versus dumb niggas, and it can go both ways. With smart niggas on the uneducated side of the fence and dumb cracker ass niggas on the educated side of the fence talking out all bullshit. Or you can invert it and you can have the dreaded dumb motherfucking on the uneducated side of the fence versus the smarter counterpart on the educated side of the fence chilling. The educated versus the uneducated, formally educated or honorarily so. Whether you graduated from the School of Hard Knocks like yours truly or you're an Ivy League alumni with honors, it don't matter. What it really comes down to is who's about the struggle and who's about the trap. Movers and shakers versus backward step takers. Know what else mortal sin black folks done inflicted on the planet? Snap music and twerking. God damn it, black people of Earth, you know we're at least guilty of this. Yes, absolutely, black culture has its problems, but at the end of the day, I just want the United States of Earth to know that at the core of us, black people are a loving and compassionate folk. Europeans enslaved us, subjected us, and even tried to rule over us from our lands as a minority class, yet we have always found forgiveness for those transgressions against our humanity. And that's the truth. We've always found love. We hate everybody, including ourselves, equally. Nobody bangs anarchy harder than the hood. We challenge anybody and everybody who we don't agree with. That's right, we are equal opportunity haters, boys and girls, which makes us equal opportunity lovers in the same breath. And fighters as well. Black people, I know I'm coming at us tough. People of other cultures of the planet Earth, you just got quite a treat sitting at the front row of an ongoing internal dialogue within the black community. We ain't got nothing to hide. And I ain't even scraped the surface yet, y'all. We just started cutting through the atmosphere. We ain't even touched down to the ground yet. But I'll tell you what, like I said in the premise, I'll continue this dialogue in future shows until we move the needle of progress and get our shit together for the better. Someone's gonna have to do it. So they can't ever say that, please, he's just some smooth-talking coon and he got on rose-tinted glasses when it comes to y'all black asses. I'll tell y'all, an earthling can get served in any direction. That's for real. When I see black people messing up, I get angry. So I write on it. I paint with words on it. I sing on it. I dance on it. I march on it. I do everything about it. I talk on it. I never stop talking it. Hell yeah, there's racism. I've talked plenty about that here on this show. And nothing hurts the cause more than things like video footage of a wheelchair-bound lady here in Seattle, Washington, who's bravely living with cerebral palsy, and she's getting her digital tablet jacked at the mall on camera by two dumb fuck black kids acting like assholes, caught on tape robbing society's most vulnerable. For what? Some weed money? Come on now, don't be a cluck, you dumb fucks. I lead by example, and that's why I'm calling niggas out. If you feel me, I recommend you do the same, because I don't know about you, but I think it's about time we all rebel. Dissent. Question authority. Stand for something, black people. God damn. Or these bitch niggas that have us falling for anything. As always, you can feel free to email me via Kneezy at Bleazy.com, or you can check me out on Twitter via at Kneezy Please. I'm on Facebook via Kneezy Please, both the band page as well as the person, and I'm also on Instagram under Plain Old Please. We got that shit circulating up on the SoundCloud. Don't be scared to hit that candy-like heart button and show that you love your Kneezy Please. Please know that I love you too. Music, politics, and bullshit. Let's keep it cracking. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to do the Kneezy News. That's last week's news this week. Stay tuned.
www.pleasy.com.
What do you say, man? I don't get it. Hold up, where's he from, man? I don't get it.
Check out my next project, The This or That's, a two-part experimental EP, These and Those, with production by Amadot. These out on iTunes this fall.
The songs he sung, man, I don't get it, because the way he's been, hold up, what he say?
www.pleasy.com.
Welcome back to the Kneezy Please Show. As always, moving at the time-tested and bona fide speed of 100% genuine true colored people time, we're taking you back to last week's news this week, and then we'll tell you what to keep an eye out for in the week ahead. You are now listening to the Kneezy News. Keep it locked right here on the Kneezy Please Show. Today is Monday, September 15th. Forecast suggests, damn, it's going to be really, really nice out, you guys, like highs in the 80s. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see. Here are some interesting events that have happened around today's date in previous years. Back in the day today, 1656, England and France signed a peace treaty. Bravo, magnifique. Moving on to 1830, the first National Negro Convention begins in Philadelphia. This convention attracted the most prominent African-American leaders from across the country, including Frederick Douglass, Charles Bennett Ray, Lewis Hayden, Charles Lennox Remond, and Mary Ann Shadd, the first American woman publisher in North America and the first woman publisher in Canada, period. You go, girl. 1926, someone tried to kill Benito Mussolini, but they failed. Ah, well, you can't win them all. They'll get them next time. Sure about it. 1963, that poor church got bombed in Birmingham, Alabama, killing four African-American baby girls. Bombs, bricks, and bullets ain't never killed a movement, though, believe that. And in 1965, Lost in Space premieres with the Robinson family, player pimp Major Don West, Dr. Smith's always screaming ass at the bumper of every commercial break, and of course, Robot. Loved that shit. I like when the doctor screamed. All right, moving on to 1970. Bing Crosby goes triple platinum, selling 300 million. Goddamn, Bing. And in 1983, cops beat Michael Stewart to death for tagging graffiti on the NYC subways. Click-a-clack-a-ts. Run, motherfucker. For real. And finally, in 1996, Texas Rangers retire their first number. Nolan Ryan's number 34. I remember that. All right, moving on to our next last week Kneezy News story. Barack Obama gives the nation an address, but I still can't find our destination. Let's see, I'm just going to highlight the main points from what President Obama hit us with. Let's see here. This was with regards to ISIL or ISIS or whatever the fuck you want to call them, Cobra. Let's see, Barack Obama tells us that he's going to do airstrikes, blah, 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 even though he doesn't need Congress's permission to do it, blah, blah, blah. Military advisors in concert with Iraqi/Quds Force trained soldiers, blah, blah, blah. This is not like Iraq, even though this is in Iraq, or is it Syria, blah, blah, blah. Neither, it's in Syria, and we're not at war. This is just continued operations and counterterrorism. Which brings us to our next Kneezy News story. We are living World at Cold War 3, ladies and gentlemen. Combat be damned. This is a war of messaging. What are we doing? How many places are we at not at war? You heard me right. Nowadays, we don't declare war. We skip the declaration and head straight into not at war. Not at war is just like at war, except you don't really need Congress's approval in order to engage. Congress's approval is nice and all, but far from necessary. Now presidents can skim right underneath the surface of an actual declaration of war and order all kinds of grievous attacks on foreign countries, circumventing that pesky legislative branch of our democratic system. So what technically qualifies as at war nowadays? Well, I'm glad that I figuratively projected that you asked that question, because now I'm gonna tell you. The United States government's latest definition of war is... You know, I don't know what it is. fuck, manned aircraft airstrikes, like with an actual person in the jet, I think that might be war. Actual boots on the ground, I think that that might be war. Because drones don't count. Paramilitary operations embedded in a war zone, they don't count either. Neither do military advisors on loan to other countries, that's not war. Military aid by drones, that's not war. Body armor and helmets to other countries to aid them in war, that's not war. Bomb defusing robots, nor is the consideration of our fulfilling an order of Javelin anti-tank weaponry, aka fire and forget missiles, best at running and gunning on Russian tanks in Ukraine, that's not war either, even though these things have clearly been requested by our NATO allies and our European friends in the Union. All while trading intelligences from our spy satellites, but that's not war either. Let's see, we officially have troops in Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, and they're performing war exercises. Also, there's rumors abound that we have deployed the savvy of elite security service provider Academy, formerly Zay Services, formerly Blackwater, into Ukraine. You remember Blackwater, right? Sure you do. As a matter of fact, just this past June, the New York Times' James Risen reported that just weeks before Blackwater guards fatally shot 17 civilians at Baghdad's Nisora Square in 2007, the State Department began investigating the security contractor's operations in Iraq. But the inquiry was abandoned after the Blackwater's top manager there issued a threat that he could kill the government's chief investigator and no one could or would do anything about it as we were in Iraq, according to department reports at least. So, the current not at war we're fighting in Ukraine consists of Ukrainian separatists or pro-Russian military security insurgents, and they're fighting to protect their region's borders from what they perceive as a hostile Western threat versus the United States of America security firms who are allegedly aiding Ukrainians in the theater of not at war. We're not at war. Say it fast. It's continued operations and counterterrorism. Well, I'm not moving on to the next Kneezy news story. Here we go. I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but somebody's been raising anonymous cell phone towers all around America and have most likely been using them to listen in on everyone's phone conversations. Yes, yours too. Even when you're ordering pizza, fuck it, they're listening. And it's most likely not the NSA, because they've never had to do that. They can just go to the carrier, tap your phone direct, and be done with it. Get whatever information they need. Are you concerned yet? So who the fuck is it? What the fuck is this? Well, they're called interceptor towers, and they look just like normal cell phone towers, the ones you see all around town, except for some strange reason, nobody knows whose these are. Isn't that a little weird? The police ain't claiming them. The CIA ain't claiming them, although it might be them. One thing is for sure, though, for the most part, whoever erected these things, they're not easy to come by. They're sophisticated, they require high technology and methodologies to get the job done, and you gotta be in the know. So far, no one that is willing to go on the public record has claimed these, leading some to speculate and question whether or not this threat to our liberty is foreign or domestic. We just don't know. We do know that they correspond to the military bases throughout America. Now, how's that for Homeland Security? Because if this is someone foreign, then that means that they most likely are listening in to our most sensitive secrets. And the only way to be safe from these interceptor towers is to use specially encrypted cell phones that block signals that are not native to the device's network. Otherwise, everyone's personal convos are now in the public domain. How's that for freedom? Which brings us to, in the week ahead, fuck it, the Ten Rings are in full effect. The Mandarin's on the loose, and you don't know where he is. You don't know when he's gonna strike. Bring on more journalist beheadings for the PSYOPs, and be sure to continue to hail every writhing head of Hydra. Expect more discordance on the American home front as we keep tabs on the police state, as we all pray that Israel and Palestine can sustain peace talks. And again, even more UFO news. Sightings are on the rise big time. We all know this, just no one's talking about it, but we're talking about it right here on the Kneezy Please Show. This is the world at Cold War 3. It can be over if you want it. Stick around. You're listening to the Kneezy Please Show. We'll be right back.
www.pleasy.com.
You can spit the top line to the bottom spot if there's opposite. Check out my next project, The This or That's, a two-part experimental EP, These and Those, with production by Amadot. These out on iTunes this fall.
What you wanna do? Tell me, what is your next move?
www.pleasy.com.
Welcome back to the Kneezy Please Show. All right, so lately, hell, maybe always, our government has been practicing the fine art of obfuscation in the face of telling hard truths. If some real inquiries get made into things that Bilderberg and company don't have on that year's list of events to be discussed, then it's the subject's job to create a distraction and muddy the waters as best they can. Get the hell out of there. Until the fruit-flied brains of humans forget what they'd even asked. Wait, what are we talking about again? Ah yes, government lies, and how to parse them. If our government is addressing a concern, it's probably doing or hiding the exact opposite in action right at that moment, right underneath your nose. Pay no attention to the finger oscillating in and out your butt. It's most likely swamp gas refracting off of Venus. Typical of that old allegory of the cave bullshit. In light of these distractions, I wanted to present to you some pleasy poli-sci pro tips to help keep political translations and interpretations intact when deciphering government official statements with regards to events. Here we go. Pleasy's poli-sci parsing pro tip number one. Don't believe shit. Question their authority until they're exhausted. The truth can withstand rigor. Then pick up where you left off the next day and mull your subject into submission with a rinse-repeat type inquisition. Hold your politicians accountable. Hold your point of contact accountable. If you don't, trust me, they're lying to you about not lying to you. Which brings us to Pleasy's poli-sci parson pro tip number two. It's probably the opposite, whatever they say. If the government says, aw, nah, we didn't give you syphilis and allow you to go untreated for decades even though we had the cure, then the odds are they did give your black ass syphilis because they wanted to see what symptoms a prolonged and untreated exposure would cause, how it would propagate, and whether or not the military application would ever be worthwhile enough to warrant exploring similar pathogens and experimentations in weaponizing its mutated forms. Here's another example. If the government says, aw, nah, we didn't drop them bombs over Japan, FDR had to respond to being blindsided at the Pearl Harbor, then the odds are they did know Japan was prepared to fight, and they wanted to see if our being victimized in Hawaii would justify, counterbalance, and deter any other enemy ever thinking about set tripping on the United States. Ask Japan if they think that we got the message. Or, how about if the government says, oh, nah, see, that was some Arabs armed with box cutters, right? And they flew three planes directly at their intended targets, with the inhuman skills required totally on par to landing Maverick's jet onto the aircraft carrier after completing all four missions at night on Nintendo Konami's classic Top Gun video game. That's what happened there. Then the odds are some Arabs did not do that. And ex-Vice President Dick Cheney still must answer why he ordered jets that were, by a standard operational procedure, on an intercept course with those rogue planes to stand down. Why did he ask them to stand down? And what was that little white helicopter that was pictured above the Twin Towers? What was it doing floating around there? And why the hell did Building 7 fall down, even though it wasn't on fire? These are all questions that I think are fair to ask. It doesn't make you conspiratorial to ask these things. It makes you smart. And where was the black box? There's no black box on any of these planes found. That's really, really weird. And there wasn't even plane debris found at the Pentagon. It was just a gaping hole. You get the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Those attacks were about as shady as the Seattle fall, winter, spring day. And so we can even do it environmentally if the government says, oh, no, there's no Fukushima radiation affecting the American West Coast. Then that means that you can decide whether or not that's true using the new brain that you've done mutated and grown out your back. Xenon gas never hurt nobody to breathe. And finally, if the government says, oh, no, there ain't no aliens around here. We're alone in the universe. Just us. Then that means we've probably already been invaded and we didn't happen to notice because we've all been so busy rooting for our teams and checking our Facebooks on our brand new all-seeing iPhone 6s. God, I love Apple. It's like forbidden fruit on a circuit board. I don't know about a microchip in my wrist, but how about I just hold one in my hand all the time? Which brings us to Pleasy's poli-sci parson pro tip number three. Do your own research from reputable sources, please. Fuck CNN, fuck Fox, fuck MSNBC. Do it yourself, motherfucker. God gave you that divine spark between your ears. How about you use it for more than just cataloging who scored which point in which game? The game matters, yes, I hear that, but so does the past, present, and future. Think, motherfuckers! Alright, so there you go. Follow these pirate code poli-sci parson pro tips, and you too shall be able to withstand any and all misinformations. Fuck it, this here is a freebie. If the government ever tells you to go to a stadium for food, water, and shelter, what you need to do is get a gun, plenty of ammo, buy all the toilet paper and baby wipes you can muster, and head into the woods with a boat in tow. Trust me, in this situation, you'll be safer in the wilderness with nature at your back than with your fellow man. Stick around, you're watching the Kneezy Please Show. We'll be right back.
www.pleasy.com.
Club hop, club stance, club dance, don't stop. Feel that body rock, it looks to kill the new drop.
Check out my next project, The This or That's, a two-part experimental EP, These and Those, with production by Amadot. These out on iTunes this fall.
Feel that body rock, it looks to kill the new drop. Cause I'm just that hot, let's club hop to the next spot.
www.pleasy.com.
Welcome back to the Kneezy Please Show. Finally, as always, here on the Kneezy Please Show, I'd like to take some time to remind my audience that I do music. I'm so fucking filthy. Though lately I've been doing music business, doing music architecture, doing music promotions, and doing music media designs. So instead of pleasing to the ear, I'm going to give you Pleasy Does It. Because all of these changes and impacts to the regularly scheduled programming have been implemented to improve the way we relate to you and your friendly neighborhood, Kneezy Please gets his message across and ensures that you get a quality experience every time. With that said, I put up She's My Type on Spotify. That's my cut. Bump that. Holler at your boy. Check this out, though. The new website overhaul is on spot, so please do stop by and please do give it a spin. Also, all past episodes of the Kneezy Please Show are now up on the YouTube player. Check me out there as well. Leave a comment at your boy. Keep a lookout for brand new cuts to be posted. No muss, no fuss to the Kneezy Please Show subscribers out there. And as always, all this is available to you, the listener, for free to download on www.pleasie.com. That's www.pleasie.com. I promise to keep you, the public, my fans, and my valued listeners up on that good from whatever comes from the game. As sure as your boy's name is Pleasy, best believe it's game on for Cheesy. Moving on, let me finish with this, if you please. So what have you? Come on, black people. I mean, come on, black people. Snap music. Obama addresses the nation with blah, 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 blah. Continued operations, counterterrorism, blah, blah, blah. Keep hope alive. World at Cold War 3. Everybody is spying on everybody who's not at war with everybody, which is everybody. We also gave you Pleasy's Poli-Sci Parson Pro Tips. Cut the crap like a pro. And finally, we have the Freakin' Weekend Music Showcase this Friday and every Friday while moving to Spotify. Holla-fi. And that's the Kneezy Please Show for now. I'd like to thank you, our listeners, for being with us. And you can catch this show again next Moonday. You can always visit www.pleasy.com to learn more. Please feel free to leave comments on the Kneezy Please Show iTunes podcast page or the YouTube page. Holler at your boy. And be sure to join us every Friday to download brand new Northwest cuts via the Freakin' Weekend at www.pleasy.com. We hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next week with more music, politics, and bullshit ahead. As always, I'm Kneezy Please, and I'm wishing you love, peace, and the pursuit of happiness.
Fucking fleas, parasites, don't invite these. Two of them no seat for a bite to eat. Unless you like teeth and a windpipe G. What's up, high my team from the ghetto? Tragedy like Othello. When a nigga's a nigga, the bitch is a hoe. P.O.'s ain't woe, but dover so. Your screen keep it real, man, keep it broke. Never yet spin by like hunters, folks. Let me hip your folks to how I was raised. Blaze on the rubber haze by the skyway. You know what a fashion you can smoke every day. And I-5 getting head down the freeway. Sipping Tanqueray with your fees, ayo. Vize say use her
easy.
Crazy up in the SCA. Like a rope juggling dynamite sticks with Ray. You ain't trying to get paid, get out of my way. I'll hold it down for the side of the cascade. Oh, say please, you so that stay. When I need my thing, I'm just a spleen. Bump them up till they dispense the cream. I leave them all dressed up in their wet dreams. Pimp shit, I pimp this. Please don't spit no gim shit. If I said it, must have meant it. My words always implemented. Spit a blurb of verse so splendid. It'll twist your face to minted. Like the finest cognac fermented. Fit the bills, my syndicate. Bitch, you can't forget my name. Say, hey,